Tell a Daftov Samach Gimel. The three lines from the bottom, the Kashi. Three lines from the bottom. The Kashi Tovin Goydin Acholtoi, the Oitzim Alosai. Once he will understand and comprehend the greatness of his ability, the greatness of Hashem, Tichav, Tishtachveloi, he's going to knee and bow down for him. Yira Befachad, with great fear, Be'emo, with great respect. Ma'otzmosoi ugdulosoi, from his greatness. Lososim is there, and you're not going to move away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be so nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Asher Yiftachen Avoy Lisala, until a Kodesh Baruch Hu will secure you, reinforce you. Yashkit Pach De Mero, in Hashem will relieve the fear of him. Whilst the Shuke, and then it's going to be drank. The cup of the love to God. In other words, we know that he is actually answering a very interesting, beautiful question. We have a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, to love Hashem. We have a mitzvah to fear Hashem, Hashem al kechotira. Usually, fear and love doesn't go together. The son loves his father, but he doesn't fear his father. The son, which is petrified of his father, fearing his father continuously, love cannot be expressed. A slave may fear his master, but he can't love his master. If he's very fearful of his master, he can't love his master. But here we're supposed to have a relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu as slaves to Hashem. Avodai Atem, you my slaves. And we have to Sovinu, our father. We have to express great respect and fear of God. At the same time, we have to express great love to Hashem. How does it go together? So it actually gives us a secret here. The more a person recognizes the greatness of Hashem, the incomprehensibility Hashem, and this throws on you a great fear and respect of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when this great fear comes, what does Hashem do? Ad Asher Yiftachen Avoy Lisala, Kodesh Baruch Hu will become your reinforcement. Hashem will so much reinforce you, re-secure you, the Yashkit Pach Devaro, that the reinforcement of Hashem will quiet down your pachat, your tremblance, and your fear. But as the shuke, then you will be given to drink. You will be given to Kodesh Baruch Hu the cup of love to God. In other words, God will relieve you the fear, and instead of it, will make you drink the cup of love. So it's too, we from our end, fear and love doesn't go together. If you fear, you can't love. The answer is, in this respect, yes, fear brings love, because the more fear you bring in on you to Hashem, the more Hashem comes later on, reinforces you, and relieves your fear, and substitutes your fear with great love. So that's a love expression. So today you could see it in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, if you speak anyone today in Yerushalayim, religious people too in Israel, when you see the war broke out in the middle of war, and afraid this racket is coming in, and they're hearing left and right, hearing many, many ways, much more than the radio is saying, by the way, much more. Radio is not a little bit, 3, 4, everything went to the ocean. No, never mind, dozens are coming in. Mm-hmm. Thousands are coming in. People just eyewitnesses. The B'nai Barakalon, next to Bet Envision, it's in Belgium. It's a place, and they're coming in the dozens. Of course, for reasons, they don't tell it in the radio. They don't want the enemy to know. Mm-hmm. Now, people are very afraid. People are very much afraid. But then, when you get up in the morning, to see the great miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just spoke yesterday to my daughter. I said, it's a schir to be now in Yerushalayim. People are falling in love with Hashem. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened yesterday, they were petrified. Now the fear transforms into love. This is the real fear to Hashem. I mean, they're asking Hashem tshuva, you know, ask us, help us. And they real, you see the Yad Hashem, to say that. And then all of a sudden, this transfers into great love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem transforms the fear into love. It is boy did boy, and you should, in this feeling when Hashem gives you that koisahava, as it calls the language, the cup of love, it is boy did boy, and you should meditate with this liyach levova to unify your heart loy to Him, ilahava oisah to love Him, veliftayach olavim to rely on Him, velichsaf olav to yearn to Him, veliyela esek, that he wouldn't be busy with any other business, bilti esek avados, except in the business of being serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing going to come upon his mind outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing which is thinking of is thinking only on God. Nothing will come up in his mind below of outside of him. Vasishlach Ever, Me'evre Gilfa, he does not making a motion with any organ of his body, only a motion which should lead him and bring him to the desire of God. With the Oiv Hashem, the one who's so overflown from love to God, especially as he said, that love is ready, Hashem is giving him this tremendous flow of love. He becomes so overwhelmed with love of Hashem, there's no movement in his body, you know, thoughts, you know, nothing, except which has to do with God. There's only sleeping and talking and movement, anything is only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he will not let go his tongue. If the person's tongue will not get loose, only if he reminds the things of Hashem, the Shivchoy praises by Dosa and he thanks him, Silosa and praises him, Mahavabai with love to him, and Mixai for the Sain is Borach, and to yearn to his desire. In other words, every word being uttered in his mouth is actually bubbling and flowing love to Hashem, in thanks to Hashem, in praises to Hashem. And just as he said, just when a person had a very great miracle, was in a very, very great danger, as I said just before, going ahead to throw today, the people do not stop talking about the great miracles Hashem is doing, and the Baruch Hashem, and look what Hashem has done, look what happened, he fell a bomb, it didn't explode, he fell a bomb, it didn't, only slightly injured, and so far, dozens of bombs, and there's not fatal, one fatal, there's 17 slight injuries, and they don't stop talking about the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're under the... But the real Oiv Hashem is, you don't have to wait until a war, you don't have to see the miracles. You see it in the daily days, you continue to see the faith. Vim Yaneho, and the Im Dietiv Loi, if a Kosh Baruch Hu will make good to him, Toide, he will thank. Vim Yaneho, if a Kosh Baruch Hu will torture, he will make him suffer, this one, he's going to be able to tolerate, because he knows it comes from Hashem. And even if he's being tortured and he's getting through a test, but nothing will add change in his life. Kima have a boy, but only the love to him, and we talk a lot and the lies on him. In other words, this Oiv Hashem, if Hashem comes and for some reason tortures him, punishes him, and he's going through a certain tragedy, what is being added? Love to Hashem and reliance of Hashem. In the contrary, as we think, he's going to get angry, he's going to get removed, the love is going to cool off. In the contrary, the more Hashem is punishing him, is doing him something, what will add it to it? Only love to Hashem and the reliance of Hashem will add. As it has been said on one of the Hasidim, which obviously means himself. He calls himself, he doesn't want to say it on himself, he said it. So he says, it has been told on one of the Hasidim. Sheikam Balayla used to get up at night, for Omar, and he used to say to Kodesh, when he used to get up in the middle of the night, and he used to first words to express to Hashem, Omar said as following, Elokai, my God, Hiraftani, you hungered me, you starved me, Ve'eira mazaftani, and naked you abandoned me, Ve'machshake halayla hoishaftani, in the darkness of night you set me, Ve'uscho ve'gotlucho, but you strengthen your greatness, hoirisani, you teach me, that everything comes from you, into srefeni ve'esh, shall you try to burn me in fire alive? La oisif, it will not do to me anything unless I wouldn't do anything else rather than it will add ki mahava oischo, the love which I love to you. I'm gonna love you more, the simchovach, and I rejoice with you. In other words, even you should starve me, you should abandon me naked, you should set me abandoned at night in the darkness. How will I interpret this event? He says, Uscho v'gudlovscho harisani. You taught me your strength and your greatness. And what will that add? If I love you till now, I love you even more. I'm going to love you and I'm going to rejoice with you even more. Doim l'masha omar, like the Pesuk says in Iyot, hen yikteleini, if he's going to kill me, loy ayachel. To him I will hope. V'inen zeh romes l'chocham ba'am, this is what Shlomo Melech meant. And he said, Sroi hamoir doidi li. A bundle of spice, of incense, which is smelly. So is my uncle to me, Akush Baruch Hu, Ben Shoda Yoli. So the Chazal are interpreting this pasuk as Afal Pishe Meitzarli, Imeimarli. Also Hashem is torturing me, and is bittering my life. Even then, Ben Shoda Yoli, he will rest between my breasts. In Yisroel Hamoyer Zoydili, even when HaKadosh Baruch is to me a bundle of bitterness, all you're going through tzores, you're going through a Holocaust, you're going through wars, you're going through tragedies, you're going through sufferings. Yisroel Hamoyer, says the Gemara in Shabbos on this post, Yisroel Hamoyer, a bundle of bitterness, Zoydili, is the behavior of my uncle to me, of Hashem to me, even then, Ben Shodai Yoli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest, will dwell between my two breasts, between my heart and lung. It means to say, I will not remove Hashem from me, He's always going to be close to me. Why does He give me the Tzreir Amoy? Why does He give me the bundle of bitterness? Because seemingly Hashem knows, if everything would be straight and good, I wouldn't take note of Him. I wouldn't get that close. Usually, when we are ignoring Hashem, and Hashem we're not getting wakened up to the normality of the condition of the tranquility of time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send on us Tzreir Amoy, a bundle of bitterness, and then we wake up, and then we start relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'edecha, with all your heart, with all your life, in all your possession." Now, this "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha" has been said at any given time. Doesn't matter if it's good and if it's bad. Obviously, in the contrary, we talk much more about the "V'ahavta Hashem," loving Hashem, and try to work up more the "V'ahavta Hashem" when things are bad. At the time, I need reinforcement. You have to be straightened. You have to be stronger. So we see Havas Hashem is something which never evaporates. On the contrary, it always gets stronger and stronger. Perek Sheni, the second Perek. Aval HaKamal Porim Tia, Aval Belakim Izborach. On how many ways, on how many styles does express himself love to God? Oymer B'tshuvas HaShei Lazois. I will answer in response of this question. Ki Havas HaEved Vadoinav, when usually a slave will love his master, will be one of the three reasons. One of the three styles of love. One of them is avosa oisai, he loves them, babirat avosa lo yachavdo. He loves them because his master is good to him, is kind to him. So as a response, he loves him. So he loves him because he was good to him, the master. The second reason is avosa oisai loves him because he's forgiven. The master forgives on his sins, because he continuously forgives him on all the blemishes and all the bad things which he does, and it's always a forgiving. And you gain love, the person, you know that you did certain stupid, foolish things for him, for your master, and this master gives forgiving, you get a certain respect and love to your master that he's not particular with you. Ashlishi, the third reason is, Avosa Oysa loves him, Baba Gedilosa, because of the greatness of the Musa and the elevation of Maroi La Etzum Kvoida. Of the greatness, he knows his master very smart and very good and very kind. He's a very big person. So his greatness, Loyla Sacheris Loyla Pachat, and he gets the respect and love to him, Loyla Sacheris, not because he wants to be rewarded with good, but Loyla Pachat, not because he's afraid of him. He loves him because he's good. Well, of course, his voice. And this comparison should be our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we should be. All three ways we should be loving Hashem, because actually Hashem gives us manifestations of all three things. First, Rav Chazdo Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us. Vasmodo as Toivos Aleinu, continuously bestow goodness on us, because Baruch Hu continuously is good on us. The Sidvak Nafsheni Bavosai, and we should always attach our soul in his love to him, like Tikvas Gemuludai, because we always hope for the greatness of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. This is one reason of love. We love Hashem because Hashem is so good to us. The second is Yeshetia Vasem Velehim. There's also other reasons that sometimes we are loving Hashem because Lastira Avaneinu, in order you should destroy our sins, but Avroi Al Peshoeinu, and is forgiving our faults. In Goydel Mirienu, no matter how much we rebelled against him, we transgressed his mitzvahs, and therefore he's still forgiving. So therefore, that's the second reason we gain love to him. But yes, and there's a third reason why we love Hashem. Seni boy, we loving him, the atmos, his own essence, v'lechvoid, his own honor. It's nothing to do with us. Will he reward me good? Will he forgive me? It's not me is in the picture, rather him. To elevate him, to make him great. This is the real love. The love and we are not in the picture. The previous two loves is also good, but we are in the picture. Are you good to me? I love you for the reason because you were good to me. Or you have forgiven my sins. I love you because forgive. But it's me which is in the picture. The real love is when I'm not in the picture at all. We love him because of his essence, of his greatness. It has nothing to do how he relates to me. Because there is only a love you, I love Hashem, and Zeba Omro. The Navi Moshe Rabbeinu has told us when he said, "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha," we should love Hashem with your entire heart. It means with all your heart, with the Yetzer Tov, with the Yetzer Hara, with all your inclination, with all your life, with all your possessions. When he tells you, love with all your heart, you must meet us below. These are the three categories of people. The three different characteristics of people. With chalfos, the oisam, that people interchange, change their mind, when they do some. Those people are generous, he lose some. Those people are stingy. Some people are very bodily minded, some people are very money minded, some people are very honor minded. You know, every person has a different characteristic. Kimehem, because there are people, there are people who are very generous with his body, will do anything with you with his body, will do anything with you with your money, however, but he is very respectful. He will not let himself be embarrassed. That's not. He will give you the money, he will give you the help, but covet he wants. So therefore, now when he loves Hashem, he has to love Hashem with covet. He gives away, which is most dear to him, his own covet, he gives away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imehem, the other people, Mishem Yisnadu, Memoine, Bechvoidoi, he will give away his money, he will give away his honor, Chosal Gufal, but his body is protecting. Imehem, the other people, Mishem Yisnadu, Gufal, Bechvoidoi, he will give his body, but he will give his honor, Chosal Memoine, but he wouldn't give his money. And he comes to Torah, and tells us, you have to give all. Cholvavcho, Cholnafshecho, Cholmoedecho. Cholvavcho means your honor, Cholnafshecho means your body, Cholmoedecho, your money. You have to give away, you love Hashem with all three possessions which you have, totally giving away everything. If he says give love Hashem with all your life, why does he have to say with all money, with all possessions? Even if Cholmoedecho says, however, if you have a man, Shegufay, Chobi Olam Yomayna, his body is more loved than his money. Give away even your life, give away your body. But if a person who loves money more than his body, love Hashem with all your money. Love Hashem with everything which you possess, even the most dearest to you. Could also be said, why you have to serve Hashem with all three of them? Lumas is chalfus, ahavus, minodam, ktosam, mitrosam. That many people change around the characteristic, the way they express themselves, people are different one from the other. Uhud is Shaham Shlosh Shaminim. The three types of lovers. Mehem, there is a type, Mishem Isnadav, the Ritzvain Ahuvai, who will be generous to the desire of his lover, the Ramayna Bilvad, will only express himself with money. He wants to show that I love you, he will give him money. Mehem, there is others, Mishem Isnadav, the Ritzvain Ahuvai. Will not only do with money, but also will be generous to the desire of his lover, the gufa the umaynai. Not only with his money, but also with his body. In Mehem, there's others, Mishem Isnal and Saina Huvai will go forward, generous to the desire of his lover, the umaynai, the gufa the nafsha, with his money, with his body, and also with his life. If a person shall donate, shall give all the treasures and all the values of his house, Bahava, with love, Boizevuzulai. It's not really going to be considered so much as how much I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we'll be honest with David. So there we see that love has been expressed with money. Kol Chayim Beisai. If you want a person to give all his money up for your sake. So you see, love sometimes expresses everything money. But Yonis and David, see, Kehavus Nafshahim. He loved him with his life. Yonis would give away his life for David. Here, love has been expressed with life. Omer says, Niflescho, Niflasso Avoscholi. It has been expressed, extreme love to me, greater than the love to women. So here you see the body, love of body, this is the love of woman. So you see, love has been expressed in three ways, through money, through women, which is body, and through life. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to express HaKadosh, love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell Shetiyah Kolelef, that we should love Hashem with all three of them. Hanefesh, V'aguf, V'amomar, with our life, with our body, with our money. You have to donate ourselves. We have to be generous with love to all of them. Don't be stingy with one of them. Like, don't hold back any of the three. It's the sign of Kim's work when it comes to fulfill the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love Hashem with all your two inclinations, the good and bad. With the good inclination and the bad one. Even if it takes your life. And the Mishnah says, "Asei letzaynoi, make his desire kirtzaynecho as you make your own desire. Why? Kedeshi yaseh letzaynecho, in order you should make your desire kirtzaynoi as he makes his desire." That's the lotion for the Mishnah. Batel letzaynecho b'peretzaynoi, nullify your rotsa for his rotsa, kedeshi batel letzaynachirim, in order you should nullify the desire of others b'peretzaynecho from you desire. So what does the Mishnah try to say? What does it mean, I say the Tzayrek Yitzayrecho? Obviously, all of us do the Rotzen Hashem. But do we do it with the same style, we do it with the same speed, we do it with the same inspiration, with the same excitement? But any time when you do the Rotzen Hashem, I say the Tzaynoi, do the desire of Hashem, and you do something for Hashem, do it with the same excitement, when you do something which is the maximum of your own desire. Take something which is the most, the maximum of your own desire. And then, and every time when you do the Rosh Hashem, do it as you would have done your maximized self-desire. See, by Yaakov and Yosef, after they were departed for 22 years, and they didn't know where his son Yosef is, and finally he meets his only son Yosef, and they fell off each other's shoulder, and they cried, they kissed him, they cried. He says, Yosef kissed his father, but Yaakov did not kiss Yosef. Why? Chazal tell us, he was saying Krishma. He was saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, Vahavta Hashem Elkeinu, love Hashem with all your heart. The question comes, he couldn't say Krishma before, he couldn't say Krishma after. I mean, only this moment you have to say Krishma when you have the encounter between the father and son, and the father and son of 22 years. Yaakov Avinu grabbed the opportunity to say the Tzaynecho, I say the Tzaynecho, Tzaynecho. Do his desire as you do your own desire. What could be a greatest desire, the greatest excitement, the greatest feelings when a father, which was crying for his son for 22 years, and now he has the chus to meet him, and he touches him and embraces him and kisses him. So what did he do? He took this experience and he delivered it to Krishna. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha. He said, this love, which I'm experiencing now, meeting my son, this love I'm delivering to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving it up to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the greatness of the accomplishment. So, this is Mamash, but the Mishnah says, Asei Ritzoinoi Kirtzoincho. Make his desire, anytime when you are busy doing the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make his Kirtzoincho the maximum excited desire which you are fulfilling with yourself. And that's what we learned from Yaakov. Yaakov went. And this is a very important thing. Every time that we have such a good and excited opportunity in life, some greatness, you hear something good, and you feel really, really something good, deliver it immediately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one of them. And then he says, Batel, Kedesh Yaseh Ritzoincho Kirtzoinoi. This way, in order you make Hashem's desire as your desire, in order Hashem should make your desire as his desire. As his desire. I mean, this is not one of the ways to act. Kedesh Yaseh Ritzoincho, Hashem should make your desire Kirtzoinoi as his desire. We said before, we learned it, that the lover hasn't got two loves. There's no room for two loves in your heart. There's only, a lover is only busy with one thing. And the answer is, the question comes now, if someone that really loves Hashem, we should not have any kind of a love experience in this world. Any love experience. We shouldn't be able to love our wives properly, our parents properly, our children properly. How come there is? Of course, we love our children, we should love our wives. And there should be love in this world, but after Acha Kamoicha. Why is there such a thing as love in this world, which we need, and it has to be expressed, it has to be fulfilled? The answer is, this is our tool, how to deliver the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was there a natural love from Yaakov to Yosef? And why was it a natural yearning and crying for 22 years that Yaakov missed Yosef? It was worthwhile for Yaakov Avinu to be crying and looking forward and trying to meet Yosef with such a deep eagerness that he's missing. Well, when you love it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does it have room to be so busy with the selfish lackingness? And Chazal tells, because Baruch Hu was not seeing him for the whole 22 years. Yaakov used to speak with Hashem a few times a day, the direct telephone line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not in these 22 days. Why? Because he was sad. And when a person is sad, there's no, because Baruch Hu does not communicate with sad people. So why did Hashem, and why did Yaakov let himself in into such a physical thing? He misses his son for 22 years. Why? The answer is that the delivery which he delivered after 22 years, that now came to the climax of meeting this son which he cried to him for 22 years, and it took this moment and he delivered it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shaset Krishma Vav Hashem Elokecha. So if that's the case, now we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting Ritzoneinu, our physical emotional needs, and it makes it his need. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a physical body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us natural things. We are natural people. And if you look at this, the way the body conducts himself, the way we are condemned to live, looks like it's in competition with delivering our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so many other worries in life, all of a sudden experiences in life. The answer is no. If we are a seyre tzoyna kir tzoyncho, if you do the Rotz Hashem as you do your own Rotzen, now I know why I have my own Rotzen. Because my own Rotzen is the tools and the means and the vehicle to deliver to Hashem. In other words, Hashem made the physical need and a yearning to our children, a love to our children, in order to, I think as I said to you the last time, as the Chofetz Chaim, when he lost his son and eulogized his son, which in his lifetime, it was a big time with Chochem, and he made a hesped on his son, she told a story about a widow which had only one son. A widow which has only one son, and then unfortunately the only one son also died. So the widow said, Rabbi Nishalayim, I always loved you. But when I had my husband and my child, I loved my husband too, and I loved my child too. So when my husband died, I got a certain room in my life, which took up your love, because I had to love my husband. So when you took him away, I gave that love up to you. And I extended further, greater your love to you. But still there was left a little spot in my heart, which I couldn't deliver entirely to you, that was the love to my son. But now that you took away my son, I'm dedicating that spot in my heart to you, to love further, even loving you more greater than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you could ask a question, why did Hashem give it to begin with, a loving husband, a loving son? Because if she wouldn't have gotten it, if she would have loved Hashem, it wouldn't be her dedication, she's just giving up. But when you have your personal needs, you have a tzoyncho, you have your own desire, you have a son, you have a daughter, you have a husband, so that's yours. And then when the opportunity comes and Hashem takes it away, and as we said before, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu will torture this Oyev Hashem, will add torture to Hashem, not only will it, but even the harvest is going to become even greater. Because a lover is more excited than he could. What is the intention and the nature of a lover? To express his love. And he wants to express love with his all means. The better he could express love, the more he enjoys the love. If you love somebody, you want to express it all heartedly. Now when a person could express Hashem, I'm loving you under this condition. When you're torturing me, when you pay the Oitcha Hashem, I'm thankful Shekhen Yisroel, when you're torturing me, the love becomes even greater love, because now he's expressing it. It is Pshat in the Mishnah. If I say Ritzoyna, if you will do the love, desire of Hashem, as you desire, you're always going to use your desire as delivering the desire to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Kideshi Yaseh Ritzoycha, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will consider and will do, when you are busy with your own desire, with your personal desires, Kitzayin, everything is his desire. Because you're using your own desires as a vehicle to identify yourself, the Rotzen Hashem. Comes out, in the end, there's no personal desire. Could be that the entire 22 years that Yaakov Avinu was crying and yearning for his son Yosef was only a preparation to deliver the Vahav Hashem Elokecha when he meets Yosef. So 22 years invested in a Havas Hashem, Yishuvim Tishmael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad. Who could compare himself to say, after Hashem Elokecha to Kodesh Baruch Hu, love Hashem with all your heart,
to Yaakov Avinu, which what moment of his life did he deliver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But this moment has to be cultivated. If there wouldn't be a person in the Rotsan and a person, you could never deliver this Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instilled in us needs, desires, human desires and love and everything, in order to be able to say, and this thing manifests himself many, many, many times. And one of the things which is manifests himself at greatest, where we express our identification with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by becoming holy. Shem says, Kadoshim Tiyu, be holy, Kukurishim, because I'm holy. Now, we want to be holy because He's holy, and I want to get attached to Hashem, that's love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you identify it? When I deliver myself to Hashem, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instilled in a human nature the desire to have the opposite sex, the opposite kind. A man needs the woman, yearns after the woman needs the man. And it makes us so obsessed with it, that it's something which it's almost the foundation of man, 24 hours a day, wherever you go, wherever you look, this is having on your mind, this is having on your attention. So why did Hashem made it so complicated? Then Hashem says, don't look and don't think and don't have anything to do, and even with your own wife, you should be b'kedusha b'tahara, which we told, don't be a dirty fella, especially with other women, b'chlal, you should knock it out of your head, there's nothing, non-existence. So why did Hashem made it such a complicated that this is the whole thing, because he should have something to sacrifice. Hashem gave us a feeling of love, in a need of love, and a need of affection, and a need of giving affection, and trying, in order to have it, in order to deliver it up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then comes out, all these human needs which we are involved, which is a part of the person's body, becomes a vehicle. So in order, Yaseh Ritzoin Cho, this Rosh which a person has, should be considered Ritzoin. Because the reason why a man yearns after a woman is in order not to make use of the woman and to deliver this love, which he would love to have to do with the woman, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because after us being seven for him, all the havas, all the love which is in this world, where did it come from? The love only comes from one source. The root of every love comes from havas Hashem. You should really love Hashem. But when we divert that love, and we deter that love, instead of loving Hashem, and we bring it down to Hava Shalom Azeh, loving this world, it's called the Hava Hanafula, the fallen love. And we stole the love, we stole this vehicle, and instead of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring it down to the human need, to the human thing, and we're competing with the real purpose. Because the whole reason why we have been given the nature of love is to bring it back to Hava Hashem.
When we say we divert the love from others, we mean that we apply the love through loving
two
others.
Ways, two ways we use it to back to Hashem. Either by exercising love in the proper way, in the proper place, in the proper position. So you love your wife, you love your child, but you say, I love my wife, but I love Hashem greater. I love Hashem greater. So it comes up many times. He's supposed to love your wife, supposed to be in the best relation with your wife, but all of a sudden you're not allowed to touch your wife. Says, well, I love Hashem even greater. So when it comes, either Hashem, either my wife, Hashem comes first. Therefore, the halacha always interferes. Therefore, the whole relationship is governed and controlled by the Torah. Why? Because here is really, you could express yourself as much as I love you and have the greatest love to you, but the love to Hashem is much greater. Me and you, both of us, we deliver the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially when they make love, even then Hashem is always between themselves, and even then it's more controlled by the mind to do it in the most decent, moral, ethical way. By consideration, Hashem is with us while we're making love. Our third partner is with us, Hashem is with us. So it comes out, when a person has an opportunity to express any love, he's not made whatever he can to have. So he could love Hashem, but he cannot really express the real love of Hashem because he hasn't got this competition with him. But when a person comes to the maximum of expression of physical self-love, with his own vibe, which is in a kosher and a mitzvah way, and then he incorporates Hashem, and Hashem supersedes everything else, me and you together, we are subduing to Hashem, he re-expressed the maximum love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Shiyaseh Ritzoincho Kirtzoinoi. This means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider when you do your own desires and love, will be as you do His. And then the Mishnah says, Batel Ritzoincho Mipritzoinoi. You should nullify your Rotzen because of the Rotzen Hashem. You shouldn't have any kind of a Rotzen. That means that the highest, the lover of Hashem, is so nullifying his Rotzen. Never mind, all of us to a certain extent are nullified our desire for the desire of God. I mean, ask some people, I would love to kill this guy. I'm hating him. He hurt me so much, I would love to kill him. So why don't you kill him? Hashem told me not to kill. So it comes out, okay, you chose Hashem over and above. So instead, you love to kill him, you love Hashem. So because of love Hashem, you don't kill him. That's not such a great madrega. But you have a high madrega. And he says, well, I would love to eat something that's not so kosher. but I love Hashem more, therefore I'm not going to eat. Okay, this is already a little bit better love than you would love to kill the guy, not kill him because of Hashem. But then it's something even more that, you know, you would love to eat ice cream, which is kosher, but, you know, it's not the right time. It's the middle of a war. We should not feed our bodies so much. We should a little bit torture ourselves, remind ourselves, even more. The highest madrega of expressing love, that battle itself, nullify your rotzen because you love Hashem, is that don't even wish, and it shouldn't even enter your mind that you want to get Olam HaBa world to come, want to get reward. We don't even want to have reward. We're not looking even for reward. I want to serve Hashem because I want to be a tzaddik. I want to serve Hashem because I want to have Olam HaBa. I want to serve Hashem because Hashem wants me to serve Him. It's the way to express love to Hashem. Yeah, Olam HaBa, Nishta Olam HaBa, yeah, reward, Nish reward, yeah, tzaddik, Nish tzaddik. It doesn't even come in consideration. The greatest thing, a child which loves his father greatly, or Rebbe, a Talmud who loves his Rebbe greatly, or Chosid, which loves and goes crazy for his Rebbe, he's eager to do something for him. Doesn't will what will the Rebbe give me back? What will my father give back? You give something to your father, he loves it. You don't care what he's going to give you back, because there isn't a greater gift the fact that you were capable of servicing him, of giving him something. This is Batel Ritzoincho, says this Fasemet. Nullify your desire for the desire of Hashem. Nullify your desire, even Ritzoin Shemaim, even heavenly desires, even spiritual desires of you also. In other words, the real chosid is the one who only considers Hashem. He doesn't even come in his own consideration at all. Now, for instance, he has two opportunities to do something. He could do one act, and he's elevating himself. But as soon as Chodesh is going to say this, he could elevate himself like a level of an angel. He becomes spaced out. He becomes like the closest to Hashem. He could do the other act, being busy with the other person, learning Torah with the other person, doing Mekar with the other person, and he has to lower himself down, and therefore he can't work on himself. He's not growing as great, as fast, as it should. What should he do? Should he be considerate of himself? Or should he be considerate? Now, the question comes as follows. There's a father, there's children, and there's two sons. You know, one son goes to school, goes to yeshiva, goes gewaldig and grows, and the father sheps nachas. And the father says, oh, when you finish Shas, you're gonna give me Olam Haba. And the guy starts finishing Shas, and finishing one Masechta, other Masechta, and he brings a lot of nachas for his father. And he's busy delivering this nachas for his father. There's the other son, is a hodlum, is a bum, is a mashanik, is an underworld guy. And his father is sitting and crying this. Now, this guy, the next first son, has two choices. Could go hack away in yeshiva, could finish Shas, and bring this extra delivery to his father. Or his other chance to go down and to try to bring back his lost son. And he's going to bring him back and make a shtickle mensch out of him. He's going to take him out of the prison. He's going to rehabilitate him. It's not going to be home as well. Now, what should he do? Both of them is a desire. Both of them is pleasure for his father. Now, obviously, says the Mishnah, but the first son, if he would have done the complete himself in Shas, he still delivers a rotzen of his father. It makes his father happy. But at the price of sacrifice, that his father lost the other son. Now, would you look at selfishly what is good for you? You would choose that. You finish Shas first. Because after all, you finish Shas at Amit Kochav. Would you look solely the interest of your father, nothing yours? Because obviously, your father, as much he enjoys his finishing Shas, he would still enjoy more that he got back his lost son. And later, don't finish Shas. He has two normal children, is better. What should you do? Battle the Tzoyim for the Tzoyim. Nullify your desire for the desire of Hashem. Never look your interest. Not even your Ruchni's bigger interest. Total, the only consideration is of Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu? And that's the Halacha in the Midas of Chassidus, Yishar Chassidus, and Silas Yishorim. Never make an act of Chassidus when it goes on a Cheshbon of somebody else. If somebody else gets pushed away because of this, you defer somebody else on a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the price that you became excessively Chosid, you ready to give up on your Chassidus, on your personal growth. But obviously there's guidelines. Not on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, you have a responsibility you have to do. Chayecha Kodman, you have a job to do. But to deliver more expressive things to Hashem at the cost that other people will not grow, will not even cover the minimum, you have to seek every Jew as a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring first every Jew back to the base minimum, which they have to. Then you did it, and you could add your own chassidus. Then you add the chassidus. That battle of the tzoyin chol and tzoyin. In order to nullify the desires of others for your desires. Now, what is the Ritzayin Acherim? One of the Pshotim is, who is the Ritzayin Acher? Every person, don't have a strange God in you. We have a foreign power in us. We have a strange God in us. Don't possess a strange God.
we're not 100% pure. We all have inclinations to something which is strange. Now, we always ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Satzileini me Yetzer Hara, rescue me from the Yetzer Hara, help me from the Yetzer Hara." Always have to ask Hashem, because Hashem, if He shall not help us, we cannot overcome. Now, one of the ways that we yearn that reward that Hashem has to get rid of our Yetzer Hara is if you battle the Ratzoi Chol Ratzoi. The more you nullify Rotzon Teros Hashem, so you went around, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu helping you to battle Ratzoi Nacheirim, is battle the strange desires from others, which is not the Rotzon Hashem, the Ratzoi Chol. The Yeshlam could also say Yitzel Ba'omer B'cholavav Cholash B'cholamadecho says the Chol Ratzoi Pshat, but Novi says you have to love Hashem with all your heart and soul and possession. Is the Dabuk Bahavis Elokim B'seifer. We should be attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Hinvila Roisa B'gon and to show it and express it from the outside. Inwardly, outwardly, we should be equally expressing love. Atchit is borer min amamim. It should be totally clarified from the believer. Amitas avosan Elohim, the truthness of his love to God. The sister of the Goliath, inside and outside. The matzpun and yorav is his conscious and his subconscious. Minirei alashom v'anochan al shekel echad ve'erech echad. Should be always equally expressed. The inside and outside should be one. Like if you look at exercise, he loves Hashem as much as he loves Hashem inside, to show it in the outside. And as much you express on the outside, you really love it in the inside. Libi ubesori yiranenu el elchoy. My heart and my flesh sings out to my living God. In other words, you become all high, all expressive. Means in your inside of your heart, with your entire possession, with your entire life, with your entire money. In every, love to Hashem has to be expressed in your furniture, has to be expressed in your car, has to be expressed in your dressing, has to be expressed in your talking, has to be expressed in your feelings, and everything should be one common thing. There should be a consistency with humans' behaviors and humans' possessions, that Hashem is always in consideration. Everything is always in one equal consideration, because the real lover expresses himself in every force and every means.
But as a Jew, aren't we supposed to be very modest?
Yeah, yeah.
In the way we are?
Yeah, it expresses modestly. Inside and outside, whatever it is. Sometimes, no. Sometimes, when a person is rich, not in these our times of today, I'm not going to get into it. It used to be in the old times when money could not accomplish what could be accomplished today, and they lived an aristocratic life. They expressed the Havas Emin in a very aristocratic way too, in a very rich way too. You used to have the noble, big people, they were loving Hashem at everything, they had beautiful furniture, and everything was an expressive one sense of a Havas Hashem. I'm not going into that style that used to be the old days. Today's hardly found such a thing, because it's non-existent. Today, money is life himself. The Yesh Loimed could be Mishyitza Ba'omim Cholavav Cholavshach, when he says, you love Hashem with all your heart, Lias Kol Avosu Shtadusho Bezilosu Lishmoy. All your love and all your effort is putting in Bezilosu and Lishmoy for the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. Ba'al Teshatek Lavosu Ava Zilosu. Don't incorporate in the love of Hashem any others. You should be 100% pure love of Hashem. Vimtev Zilosu, if you love somebody else outside of Hashem, Yibba Mashiyatzeyu Vimcho, it will be for a reason. It's only a branch, as already mentioned it in the third Shah when spoke in the Shah of Oida Salakim, that anything else which we do in the worldly things usually has to have a reason and expression that it has to be Tavas Shah. Means to say, as we just mentioned before, just when a father loves a son, and he could say, well, he loves his son, why shouldn't he love a son? Actually, a father loving a son is nothing more than a branch and a vehicle to express the real love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means every Havas Azulas, any outside other love, outside Havas Hashem, is not an independent love. It's a love which is meant to be an expressive tool how to deliver back a Havas Hashem. That means we are all the other areas of love which we use in our body and money. After all, we make business, we want nice things. All of these things is being used to express the real dedication and the real love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this way, you may call me Hashem Elokech v'chol levav v'chol nafsh v'chol medecho. Which you just asked before, you have to know one thing. It used to be times when money couldn't accomplish too many things. Money was very limited. What did Jews do in those days? Most of Jews were poor, and you couldn't do so many things. Today, money is a total different picture. That's one of the things we missed to see. Today, money, you could buy Torah, you could build Torah, you could make Talmid HaChomim, you could rescue lives, you could build families. It's an unbelievable thing which you could do today with money. Therefore, what it was justified once, if you go to Italy, if you go to all the antiques, all to the museums, as if people lived, most of the Jewish people lived in ghettos in very impoverished lives. But all the investment, all the art pieces that they put in the synagogues, all in Or Nakoi, it's unbelievable what they had put in. Because the way they expressed its money, Lof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was with giving gifts to the sheep, the Medrash, in decoration. Because any other, today, the greatest decoration, today, if you would want to live and give money for decoration, also it's an Inyan, Zekele Vanveyu. But you know, when there's an earthquake, and people have no roof over their head, and there's no food to eat, and you're going to buy jewelry for those people, you're crazy. First you heal them and give them a roof over their head and dress them and feed them and put them back together, and then you want to buy jewelry, fine. Same thing with Ruchnius. And we have built beautiful synagogues, beautiful arks, and beautiful gold and silver, all kind of things, the jewelry. But because they were pretty stable and set. Ruchnius, you couldn't add, you couldn't buy Torah for money. You couldn't buy souls for money. Yes, you could give people, poor people, you could give tzedakah. So they gave tzedakah. They gave ma'aser, they gave chaymash balance. They decorated Torah, they decorated those decorations. Today, honestly, it's a matter just like after an earthquake. Nobody's complete, nobody has a full home. Nobody has a full home, nobody has full Torah, nobody has a full education system. They're lacking in every area, the most essential area, totally, in today's time, they're totally lacking. In our times of today, there's no point of getting jewelry and cosmetics. Good day.
Holding Daf Tov Samach Vov. Have it? Tov Samach Vov, Perik Shlishi, Shad Havas Hashem, the third Perik. Avol Eicha Deirich Al Havas Elokim Isburach. How is the path? What's the way to acquire Vavta Kodesh Baruch Hu? Oymar V'tshuva She'eilu Zois. Shall I say in response to this question? This request cannot be accomplished showing to the one who asks rabbis. Only after many hakdomas. How you would you say in English hakdomas?
Prefaces.
I have to give you a few prefaces. How can you acquire love to Hashem? Many prefaces have to be explained. The kasha tiskayeminu hakdomas. As the prefaces will be fulfilled, the Siyalad Mehen will be born from it, will come out of it, Ahava Velakim Yisborach, the Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chlal, we have to know love, in any kind of love, to loving something, to want something, to like something, I wouldn't say like and love is two things. To love something, love is not something which depends on a desire, it's not something depends on a declaration. Love is an outcome, it's a birth. If you do certain acts, then the outcome will be love. Same thing is, I will explain a few hakdamas, few prefaces, and if you're going to fulfill the prefaces, the sialet will be born from it, will automatically come out of it, Ahava Velakim Yisborach Lof HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol Mishe Mechaven Eleyo Ba'atma, but the one who wants to have a direct love, who thinks, I don't want to fulfill those things which has to be done. I want to go direct to love and I want to accomplish love to Hashem, but Yichal Agir, I'm never going to reach it. Now many people say, I love God, I love Hashem, you know, I really have a sincere, deep love in my heart to God. I'm a good Jew in my heart. That's what many people say. You don't have to be religious, you don't have to keep mitzvahs, you don't have to be a good Jew. I'm a very religious man, a good man in my heart. I really love Hashem, I love Israel. In my heart, it feels there's no such a thing. You can't reach love but unless you have fulfilled the prefaces before. What are those prefaces which a person has to advance first in himself? Two dedications of his heart, and two subduingness, humility. He has to give himself over. And two calculations, and two researches. As he's going to explain, what are they? From everything too. Next place. What are the two unifying his heart? One of them is, he should unify in his heart, he should accomplish the knowledge in his heart
the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which we learned in Shara Yichud Hashem, in the first Perek, that everything is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is involved in everything. It means to say the whole world and all the activities and all the involvements, everything leads and connects to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and the oneness of Hashem is involving and touching everything. Hasheni, and the second thing is Liyachid HaMaiser Lishmoy, which actually the second is an outcome of the first, since everything is tied into the oneness of Hashem. Therefore, all my actions, all my activities is Liyachid HaMaiser, all my deeds should be unified Lishmoy to the name of Hashem, Ilo Avdai to serve Hashem, Lichvayda Bilvad, and for His honor alone and for nobody else. Since there is nothing in this world which is disassociated from Hashem, and everything is a part of the unity of Hashem, therefore all my deeds and all my ma'asim has to carry me to bring covered to respect and to serve Hashem. That means in this way, to the extent that I'm unifying Hashem in the world, that everything is one of Hashem, therefore all my being and my involvement gets delivered to that one ultimate goal which brings service, servants and service and kovet HaKadosh Baruch. Those are the shtei yechidos. Avos shtei akniyos, what does mean the two subserviency? Achas, no, one of them is akniy elohim misala. You have to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always be nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasheni is, and the second is akniy elohim elohim ubechirav. And to be subservient also to those who fear Hashem and those who Hashem had chosen. Means the tzaddikim and the prophets and the righteous people, at every, as you say, Es Hashem Elokecho Tiro, you should be afraid of Hashem. Es L'Rabbis Tamid Chochomim. From the Talmud Chochom, you also have to be afraid. In other words, very important part that you says here. It's not enough when you are all humble, also serving to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, you can't be subservient to a human being. Because since He unified everything back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a Yichud Hashem, Yichud HaMaaseh. So you have to know, as much as you're subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's people greater than you who are much more connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And since the more a person is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you demonstrate that you're subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That you're subservient to those people who are closer to Hashem. So therefore you're subservient to Yireh Elokim. That's what they said in the Shira this week, Ramini Vashem Ibra Moshe Avdai. They believed in Hashem, but also in Moshe. Now actually, this would be Lachayre of Chisakov, speaking, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expressing it. And said, Amin of Hashem, believed in Hashem and also believed in Moshe. It's Haine Hach. You don't take anything in the opposite. Usually, when you have a great king, you honor the great king, you give covet, you give respect for the great king. It would be Lachayre looking if you at the same time, simultaneously, when you mechabed the great king, you also mechabed his ministers, his other servants. Lachayre, now when the king is in presence, yet there's no room to be mechabed the ministers. Okay, when you meet the president of a country and you're giving him all the honor, you don't pay any attention for his exterior minister and against his other ministers around, because now you're dealing with the president himself. It's a priest of Sakovit, you're taking away honor from him. This is by human beings. But Hashem is the opposite. When you are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all time, honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways, the way you honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you honor and respecting simultaneously all the Yireh Hashem, those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or those who are close to Hashem. Because when you give kovet to Talmud Chochem, it's not you get kovet to a human being, you get kovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the kniya, the humility of a person, has to express itself in two folds, one direct to Hashem. And again, this is very much knocking out those who argue, I'm a good Jew, a religious Jew, and I respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but who is a human being? Who is a human being? A human being is a Tzelem Elokim, the cat. Aber Schnee Cheshboines, what are the two arguments, I would say? What are the two Cheshboines? The two accountings. One of them is Cheshboina im Nafshoi. You should make almost making an accounting with himself, Amar Shechai V'Elokim, how much am I indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Las Modus Tavoisov, of the ongoing consistent goodness which He does for me. You know, when you have to pay a bill in order to get electricity or telephone, you know, you have to pay a bill. So you have to count how much you owe. And every telephone call which you made, you're counting. Because you know you have to pay a bill. Same thing is, we have to be in a continuous position of paying our bills to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the ongoing consistent good which he does. This is one cheshbon. Vasheni, and the second cheshbon you have to make to Kodesh Baruch Hu, cheshbon im nafsh, you have to count yourself al astira v'noisav. To what extent the Kodesh Baruch Hu had overlooked, had hidden your sins, v'arichaloi, and how much Kodesh Baruch Hu had waited for you, im chilosai, and how much he had forgiven for you, if you did tshuva. In other words, we have two indebtedness to Hashem. One a positive, one in a negative form. We indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have a keep a cheshbon. How much good he is to me. He maintains me and gives me my sustenance. And how much I owe him back for that. Second, how much did I damage and how much negativeness, sins which I have done, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks it, hides them, extends it, doesn't punish it, and even forgives. How much I owe for that. What are the two researches which you have to research? One of them is Bechina, to research Masha Oba the Rishonim, Ba'omdai Al Sifre, Anavim, Vidivir Kadmai, Varema Shola. To look into research which went through our ancestors, which you see in the Tanakh, you see in the Torah, and also you see it in the Chazal, in the Gemara. I remember the days from the beginning. In other words, taking consideration where you're coming from, history, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu had conducted his behavior with history, with our ancestors. You have to, for instance, look in all the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, look on all the details which we went through. Am Yisrael, the way Am Yisrael was born, the way we were 40 days in the Midbar, 40 years in the Midbar, we went into Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. And then when you see this, to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved with us in such a miraculous way and given extending us, built in cultivating us, so, and this is the outcome is me, I am here today. But Shane is in the second research you make is of Chine Ba'olam, see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with the world, the Mashiroyim which you could see in Pile Haboir is well with the Oysop, the wonders which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in his creatures. And already told you in Shara Bchina all the details, if you hold as much as capable, Mashiach Bada, which is enough, the Misha Maven, the one who understands. And it takes the use of this knowledge which rescues him from this world and the world to come. The Kashir is second calls there. And a person will take all those things in consideration, as we said, the two unifications and the two subserviences, and do Cheshboinus and do Bechinus. The Chavaril of Aprishus. And then all to this awareness, he will also add his physical abstentionism. He will not be involved, indulged in the pleasures of this world which the world has to offer. It's not enough just to note intellectually all these parts which you just mentioned. But also he will add to it, to precious, he will abstentionism. The Yovin, and he will come to understand Gdulas Abayr, the greatness of his creator, but mostly his strength, the Amitusoi, and the absolute truthness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Musa's elevation, the Yaskil, and he will understand, he will come to the acknowledgement of katnus, of his smallness, Erech Nafsho, the value of himself, you see how nothing he is in compared to this which he understands as far as Hashem, Uzi Rusai, Bizi Lusai, and he will see his absolute nothingness and his cheapness, how valueless he is, incomparable, which he had recognized in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two things. He will see the greatness of Hashem, the truthness of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem in one end, and he will see in the opposite his nothingness, his worthlessness to the opposite. And this little nothing is thinking all those great things, acknowledging all those great things. But after that, Yaakov will understand to what extent Kodesh Baruch Hu was good to him, how great is his chesed with him. Us, from all these calculations and figurations, will come out. Will come out love to Kodesh. That will produce love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Min amamin smuchel zevelav sholem. If from the one who believes in all those things, which with full heartedly, the mitzvahs, and from the truthness from zayf nafsha, from the purified soul, because v'koseloi, and from his great yearningness which he has to Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'shtablus, when he will consistently v'charitzus his rizus, consistently be dwelling in all this awareness and thinking, like the post of, like Shai says, nafshi ivisicho v'laylo, my soul wants you at night.
But a person is alone at night and is free from all the interference of daily interference of work and people, and is quiet in the soul. He doesn't put on the radio, doesn't put on the classical music just to sleep it away, but he's sitting in a stage of yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's missing his lover, who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually when a person becomes lonely, when he's totally alone, and totally no interference, nobody interferes with him, he starts yearning after one, the one who is the closest to. So the Navi says, Nafshi, my soul, it is Sifo Balailo. He's yearning, he's searching to you at night. Woman says, L'shimcho il'zichecho, to your name and to your memories, tavas nofesh, is the desire of my soul. Woman says, Tomo nafshi l'alakim, thirsty is my soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a strong thirst to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. V'chozok shebedvorim, and the strongest thing of words should be, of the things, v'chozok shebedvorim, the strongest things that should be from all the things, shetiyozer behem, that you're gonna, if you take help in it, al madrega zayisel unto this high madrega of Ahavas Hashem, what is the one of the strongest things which will be a great help for you that you should reach this high madrega, which of loving Hashem? Who this is? Hamayre Hagodar Melakim, the great fiendess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, veheima v'mena, and the being afraid of Hashem, vapachad vehamitzvoy vemitzvoysof, and be afraid of His mitzvahs. And always think on you, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks in al sisrecho, on your hidden part, in the external part, matzpuncho, and your conscience, and yerecho, what you see in the out, on your conscience, your subconscious, on your deeds, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu is observing. In other words, usually, in physical love, in materialistic love, love and fear does not go together. Wherever there is fear, there is no love. But when it comes to spiritual loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the one of the greatest things which produces love to Hashem is the opposite. The more afraid you are of Hashem, and the more you recognize Hashem watches you, looks at you, more va'pachad me'mitzvah, so you're afraid of His mitzvahs, all the fear is a natural outcome, produces love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches you. Now, what does mean feeling of His mitzvahs? Maybe at best I could say as follows. When I give you a closed package to watch and to hold on to, and you have to hold them the next coming year, and I warn you, and you don't know what's in the package, now all I do, I'm warning you, says if God forbid you lose this package, you're going to be killed, and you're going to be tortured, you're going to be imprisoned, you know, who knows what, you could use all the punishment in the dictionary, and to warn you and to threaten you, watch out for the package. You will do it. Obviously, you're afraid. You know it's my ability to punish you. You don't want to be punished. You're going to have fear, and fear only. Will you love the package? You're going to curse the package day and night. I wish I would never have it. Who needs it? Suppose I open the package and show what's in the package. I tell the package is diamonds, it's gems. It's gems, one of the world. And it happened to be that this gem is going to belong to you after 1 year. After you watch them, you're going to get it as a gift. But meanwhile, you still get all the threat and punishment that you're going to be punished if in case you lose them, so on and so on. Of course you're going to continue to be afraid, but the afraid will be switching. You're not going to be afraid you're going to be killed. You're not going to be afraid they're going to sit in prison, because it's obvious that you're not going to lose it. You're going to do everything. You're afraid not to lose the package, because you want the package, you love the package. Comes out, the fear and love is the same thing. When you know that you have a connection to this great Hashem, the Hashem who is involved in every little thing in this world, Hashem who is observing and registering and recording and acknowledging every thought of your mind, in the conscious and subconscious, every deed and every move of your goof, everything is being observed by Hashem, and Hashem acknowledges it. And He gives you mitzvahs, which every mitzvah is that you're becoming a part of it, Hashem's involvement in the world. A mitzvah is not only a private deed between you and Hashem. Our behavior in fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem is actually the maintenance of the world. Could very well be the fact that you daven today and ask for this and putting on tefillin and washing your hands for food, beside the personal relationship with you and Hashem, is the one who's feeding so many people. If we would have known the inside mechanism, how the maintenance and existence of the world is connected to our daily deeds of mitzvahs, we would be very much afraid, chas v'shalom, not to goof on a mitzvah, and same thing, would be very privileged and honored, and it would be very elevated to the great love of Hashem, that You privileged me, chose me, and You gave me this beautiful task, You gave me this beautiful job. So it comes out that Ahava, the real love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could only come out when we develop this absolute fear and the sensitivity and the being the conscious awareness of continuously thinking the way Hashem is involved with us, thinking, registering us. Comes out, here fear is not a contradiction to love. The opposite. This type of fear of Hashem produces love, because the more you appreciate your role and your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in essence is the greatest expression that you get love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Banogosai. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts Oyscho, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains your life. The Chemlosai Olecho. That's a very proper word in English, Chemlo. Mercy, not mercy is Rachmin. Chemlo means more than Rachmin.
Graces.
Pity. To watch how much Kuzbaka pities you. In the same time, Kuzbaka is not particular with you. Kuzbaka doesn't want you to fail. He always supports you. You know, he always has pity at you. When you know, when you're weak in certain areas, Kuzbaka, like a mother, the child. V'datoi ha-nistar. And the Kuzbaka's intention, which is hidden, a nigla, which you see. But over in the past, but also in the future, we masecho machshav esecho, from all your deeds, from all your thoughts. But after chosay locho, in how much Kodesh Baruch Hu is promising support of you and promises you, but korobosa oisach, and how much he had brought you close to him. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekarev you at all time. He never lets you totally to get lost. He always pulls you with mekarev you. Veloy suchal im kol ze lamoid, veloy suchal im kol ze, and with all this goodness and kindness and pity which Hashem has to you, even with all this, you couldn't be lamoid, you can't withstand, you can't establish yourself, meaning toys alive, to bend yourself to him, belifko in your heart, matzunko in your hidden part, but born level in entire purity, with full belief. With all this knowledge, with all this Hashem's chesed involved with you, you still cannot bring yourself to 100% fully of being getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu with the whole purity, with the full amuna. But tisle nafshecho ba'avosai, and your soul gonna be hanged on his love. The siftach el chemlosai, and you're gonna be totally reliant on his pity. The goydel chanoisav, on the greatness of his kindness, the rachma of his mercy. And if you won't gain this love to Hashem, you will not incorporate in that time with his love Ahava Zelosa any other one's love. This love is going to be the absolute pure love only to Hashem. Nothing will look on you which you are afraid, if only afraid of him. No other thing in the world will shed any fear when you're absolutely fearing Hashem, and especially if you're fearing Hashem not to lose this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person develops this high madrega for having yira, its own type purity, no fearless in the world outside the fearless of Hashem could affect you, could look at you, could even for a moment you wouldn't get nervous. And you're never going to eliminate it from your thoughts. You're always going to be obsessed with this thought. You're going to be filled with this thought of Ahavas Hashem. You're going to always react only accordingly. You're never going to disappear in front of your eyes. You're always going to have Hashem in front of your eyes naturally. You don't have to work out to remind yourself about Hashem. It's something which you can't forget about. You know, there used to be tzaddikim, used to be righteous people, their difficulties to go into the bathroom, where they were not allowed to think about Torah, to think about the great thoughts, and the problem to get disconnected. Because the year tzivischo babdidis, where will you be your friendship? Where will you have your friends? Where will you maintain friendship? Usually if you want to maintain friendship, you know, a guy goes to the bar. You know, he's lonely. So sits in the bar. Or go to the companies, you go to the disco, whatever you go. Or you go to a pizza shop, you meet people. You always people, lonely people, love to see people, others, because that carries you away. So he says, no. The year tzivisko, you know what will be your friendship, your company? Where will you accomplish your company? Babdidus, when you're alone. You would wish to be alone. Because when you're alone, you could be absolutely Hashem with no interference. Your greatest company will be accomplished Babdidus, when you're lonely. When you're going to be totally away from people, there you're going to be in company with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because as long as you're with people, there's interference. You know? When you make private love, you have a private friend, you're privately with him, you don't want to have any interference. we would look forward to be lonely in only nobody should interfere with our company with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yeshev Imcha and Kodesh Baruch Hu will sit with you b'midborois, in the desert. Wherever, if you come to the desert, he's also going to be with you. We see the beautiful. No, that doesn't mean that you have to run to the desert. It doesn't mean you have to run away from societies and company. No. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because, see, that's the chilek between the Far Eastern religions, where they meditate, they all kind of make all kinds of things in order to connect themselves with God. And they meditate for hours and for days, and they go into isolation, and then they become holy. So, for us, it's the opposite. You know, you have to daven with a minyan, and you have to eat with people, and you have to be machnes oirech, you have to give tzedakah. So, you see the opposite. So, here he said that automatically that you're going to love. So, how do you accomplish it? The difference is, v'yiyeh mokoy mole bnei odam b'enechom. When you see a place which is full of people in your eyes, to loy mole like they're not full at all. But Mehem, when you see isolation, you see a desert that you have no people at all, to loy rek, it's not empty at all. You see as many people you're going to see in the world, you're not considering them as people around, nobody's interfering, the world is nothing. You could go into Manhattan, into business, and you could look around what's going around, there's nothing there. There's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. And you could be in total isolation. You could be in a desert alone, but people would go crazy, and you need the radio to bangle their head. Just wait, don't interfere with radio. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no empty enough, and no full enough. If you have the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no people takes position place by you, and no emptiness keeps you void and empty. Like Yishayim Pogdam, you're not going to be wasted when you are with them. In other words, the people will not interfere, they're not going to be, it's a very beautiful, when you come to this Madrega for Havas Hashem, you become totally non-affected, no matter what business you are in business or with people, and you're never going to worry when you miss the people, you're never going to worry when you miss the things. You're always going to be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're always going to be besimcha. You're always going to be rejoiceful with your Creator. Always virtzoinoi. You're always going to be happy and moving by doing the Rosh Hashem. You always look forward to contact Him. You always want to have a new contact. Moshe Rabbeinu, the person says, Yismach Tzadik Vashem. The Tzadik is rejoiceful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosaboy. And he's relying on Him. Omar Nomar Nomar says, Ani Vashem Eloizo. I only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoice. Ogilo Ben Ahayishi. And I will be happy with my God. Omer David Hashem, the Melech says, Hashem Oyri V'Yish Hashem is my light and my helper. The me here, from whom should I be afraid? Usharam is for all the difference, the balance of that capital, which speaks about the excitement of Kodesh Baruch. Yes, what is your question? Yeah. I answered it to you. I saw immediately that you were a problem. In other words, now you understand why Judaism does not tolerate isolation. In the contrary. So somebody asked me, why Jewish people don't meditate, you're all materialistic. The Jewish state, the Jewish religion demands materialism. All your mitzvahs is, you have to eat, you have to this, and Pesach, you have to, everything's money and doing and working and coming and shoes and building and material. It's all materialistic, why? So that's the answer right here, because for them to express the devotion, they have to abstentionism, they have to get away from the world, and they live behind the world. For us, we express that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you are the mid in the part of the world and Hashem is there, nobody is there. You see all the people, all the things, all the money, all the things means nothing and nothing and nothing. Let us say for the Meir of Mishlana, the same in Bidavnar Shoshona, Echeim Iskara Shimcha, so shall be sanctified name, Echeim Tem Pardes should give you fear on the world, Echeim Tem Kovid, you should give the honor on the world. The whole that is four Echeim, Echeim Yisadik Yemir Vismochu, it says, all these machines, really, if you take machines, you squeeze them out. What do you see there? Money. You're asking money. Machines in Pardach, you squeeze them out. You want money. Machines in Euro, machines in Kovac, it's money. That's the Jew always thinks of money. He said, you take all these machines, all this beautiful high talk, and you squeeze it out, the bottom line, what comes out? Coming out, money. But then you take all this money, so you squeeze out the money. The skis of this money, what comes out? The same money, the next money, it's two Jews are materialistic, their business involved in everything. But once you take all the business, all the environment is in, and squeeze that out, everything goes back to Kodesh Baruch. Everything leads back to Kodesh Baruch. But so that you have to be. That, so we need this. We need this Agdomas in order.
I obviously see that Ahavas Hashem is not a matter of declaration, okay, I'm loving God. It's only after when you accomplish these things, then the byproduct is Ahav, is love. Perek Revi, the fourth chapter. Is it possible? Is it a mission which is possible to accomplish? Speak such a beautiful Haimad Regas. Is it really possible to accomplish this mission? Because some people will say, come on, be realistic. This thing is not accomplishable. Maybe one, two people in the world. You show me how many people had accomplished this mission. And one answer we have to know, we have to remember, that every person in his level could have a touch of this mission accomplished. One mistake we usually have, and we learn through Chodesh Chavos, and immediately apply to the greatest person in the world. And such a thing has nothing to do with you. You're too far away from such a madrega. And the truth of the madrega is that every person in his level could accomplish a touch of it. Every person could be Oyev Hashem to a certain extent by fulfilling these things. Take the fourth. Oyev Abitshuva Shelo Zosha will say in this respect, Yehavu Al Shlo Shaponi. This love could be expressed in three ways. Echad me, one of them, Ahava Shenekala Be'ina Oyev. One love is which is easy in the eyes of the lover. Avedus Mamoyne Bahure. Wouldn't mind to give up his money for it. But love is Gufa Venashay. He's loving enough to trade off money, but he wouldn't love enough to give away his body and soul. Umehem, there's a greater lover. Ahava Shenekala Be'ina Oyev Avedus Chelik Megufa. He doesn't mind to give up a partial of his body. Im Avedus Mamoyne, together with losing his money, at least he hopes to show nafsho b'chayim bavura. At least he remains his life. He wouldn't give up his life. He may let amputate a leg, a feet, to save his life, but he wouldn't, and give up money too, but he wouldn't give up his life. Apolim ha-shlishim, and the third level is, ahava, the love, which is so great, shenekala bavura, it's easy in his eyes, life, aveda samamoinois, va'agufois, va'anafoshois. He's willing to give up his money, and his body, any soul. Avraham Avinu had demonstrated that he loves Hashem with all three levels. It's not Avinu. He gave up all his possession, all his money, the gufoy. He gave his body, the nafshoy, and he gave his life. Where did he give up the money? He spent all his money for bringing people to the Sabaira. He put up a restaurant in a hotel, and he spent all his money for other people in order to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach him Hashem. Money didn't mean anything. In other words, he converted money into Havas Hashem. For him to make a person religious, to make a person should be aware of Hashem, he spent all the money. In other words, a Hava has to be purchased. You have to give up money in order to purchase. In other words, if I could make an extra yid, or other person, Oyev Hashem, to acknowledge Hashem, I spend a lot. If I love somebody very much, I will do everything, spend everything to make that lover happy. So if I could make other yid knowledgeable to bring him back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to spend. And this very interesting lotion, the lotion of Zohar Kodesh in Pasha Struma, that the tzaddik is running after the Rosha and tries to make a Shuva, and he pays a lot of money for that. One of the things to express love of Hashem, that money is meaningless if you could be Mekarev a Yid. Imashe Omer also received the seven men of Sodom, he said to the king of Sodom, in Mechutva Tzroi Chanal, from a string to a shoelace, I will not take anything from you. So we see, Ariel, he shows on Diva Snapshoy how generous he was with Shamom and Okervenov. The money was worthless. In other words, money was nothing. You know, the Riyah Kodesh, when he used to buy a Dvar Mitzvah, anytime he used to buy a Mitzvah, Tzitzis, a Tfilin, a Sefer, or the Esrik, anything which he went to buy for a Mitzvah object, and he never asked how much it cost, he opened up his wallet and said, take, whatever you take. So there's no such a thing, a Mitzvah, how much it cost. A Mitzvah is valueless, has no cost. Just take. And no matter how much he took, he was happy. He spent the money for Mitzvah, this was showing the great Chavivus, and you show great love, says, come, take money, take as much as you want, just give me. You love it so much. And express the loving the mitzvahs through money. The second thing is the gufay, with your body, how much devotion you show. For instance, Avraham Avinu showed by Bris Mila at the age of 99, he circumcised himself. But didn't hold it back, immediately fulfilled it himself, and didn't give it to somebody else to do it. He circumcised his own self, and did it with simcha. Nafsha v'ahav. And then also when he showed himself that he gave himself over, that he gave his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'snavda ba'ovda nafsha, let his being destroy his life, b'ahav esakim, ma'asheher v'inyin Yitzchak, when he showed by the tent, and he saw him, by the Yitzchak, when I'm here, s'vacharitus, ha'fest, he went to fulfill it, to look forward. The Yehoyre always shows Alavosoi, Hazakov Elohim, the absolute pure love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Lubova and Neman, in his real heart, Bavadosa in his service. Yamadrega, Leonim, and Madrega, Sahaba Elohim. This is the highest level when a person shows that life is meaningless. You give up your life, you let yourself in there. In our times of today, when it's not in, we're not in a matter that you have to give up your actual life, but many times you have to give up. Sometimes you have to get embarrassed in public. Reputation has to be ridiculed and talked down in order you're sticking up for the Havas Hashem. And this is also in Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalga. Sometimes when you're doing something which is the right thing to do in order to prevent a Chilul Hashem, in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, in order to make a Rotzon Hashem, and in order to do that, you're going to be ridiculed, you're going to be suffering, you're going to be tortured by other people, they're going to laugh at you, and you have to turn your back from it and not to care what people say. This is Mesiras Nefesh. You are actually, for the loving to Hashem, you're giving over your nefesh, your soul. The Kumoi Loti Tocha Mikol Odom, this type of expression of Mesiras Nefesh is not always capable of every person. Not every person has this test. Sometimes it's higher than the physical ability of a person, because the person's nature is opposing it. But some individuals you're going to find which Hashem is giving him this test that he could express it. And then, and when you see those people doing it, because Hashem gives them strength, and Kodesh Baruch Hu helps them, they shouldn't be able to overpower the Yetzer over them. Because all their effort was put in all their lives in fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem, mitzvahs Torah, the nefesh namona, with a full complete heart, the labor shalom, complete heart, matzlun zach, with a pure conscience, just all the prophets of Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chira, b'sgulosai, and all their which Hashem chose, in Kodesh Baruch Hu had chosen. The aim of the Chol is, but not every person could accomplish this. Not every person has his ability. Now, if any single person is going to start jumping and want to make kill his son for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not every person can it. Because the nature is actually opposing it. However, who can do that? Those who Hashem appoints and gives them the strength to be able to do it. And who does Hashem give them the point to do it? Those who Hashem sees, who have worked themselves up to such a level that in potential have this koyach. And that's exactly what the Rabban says. Rakim Nisus Avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avram, and he gave him the highest test to take all his son and sacrifice. Why did Hashem choose to do? Because says the Rabban, a big principle. When Hashem sees an individual, that individual is absolutely sincere, and he, in his own potential, worked himself up to a certain level of a midah, to a certain madrega, and that he accomplished that madrega, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him through to the physical test and bring out his potential into reality to show who he is inside. The test, Elkim Nisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram. God does not have to test the person. I have to test something is good enough because I don't know. But Hashem doesn't have to test. Let me see if you're good enough. You really do it for me. Hashem knows anyway you're going to do it for me. So what was the point of Hashem testing Avram? Who did Hashem test? For himself? Of course Hashem said, Hashem knows. No. Hashem tested Avram for the sake and said, come Avram, let me show you who you are. You don't even know who you are. You reach such a madrega that you have the koyach, the potential to take your only son and sacrifice him. And let me show to you and to the whole world who you are. And he gave him a mitzvah to do it in order to bring up his potential into reality. And actually, the side I get is a reward. And therefore, the Rabban says, Hashem lo yinafes harishon, we will never give such a test for the show because you haven't got that to bring out. So when we see that Hashem does not give us tests, unbearable tests, it's because we're not capable of holding it. Hashem will only test a person what he's capable of doing it. Now when a person comes through a test, sometime in life, which is Mesiras Nefesh Mamash, that test could only be an indicator that if Hashem, you put me through the test, you put me through the wall, obviously I have the koyach to do it. If not, you would have never brought me through that test. So therefore there's never an excuse. In the contrary, Hashem will not test everyone. Those who haven't got the courage to overcome it, they are not going to be tested. Aber shnei ponim. Since to test, we said that love to Hashem could be expressed in three ways. In money, and with your body, with your dedication, and with your life. nature. The third one, the lie, not everyone is capable of doing because it's against nature. Therefore, not everyone is tested. Only those few individuals who worked themselves up are willing to give up their life. Therefore, when Rebbe Akiva was tortured to death, and stripped his flesh with combs, with steel combs, and the Talmidim saw the unbearable pain which is being inflicted on Rebbe, the murder and killing him piece by piece, and the Talmidim asked Rebbe, this is the story, this is the reward which is coming to you. So Rebbe Akiva answered, Kol Yomai, all my life I was waiting, when would I be able to demonstrate this mitzvah to give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm going to be able to fulfill it? All my life I wanted it. Now actually, now that I have such opportunity to give my life up to God under this unbearable condition, I shouldn't be happy, I shouldn't let it, because the actually it's being told, Tamidu said to the Rekiva, you could stop him doing what they're doing to you. Why don't you stop him? He says, why should I stop him? This is the most bearable, this is what I wanted all my life. And because he wanted it all his life, he got it. Why was Rebbe Akiva so Rugemach Zaychu to that Tariqah, to Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Ben Tradian? Why? Because Chinuch Ben Tradian, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Chinuch Ben Tradian, when there was guys that he should learn Torah, so he went and he collected his Talmidim and he went out to the streets with the Sefer Torah by Chaykoi and the Sefer Torah in his hand and teach Torah until they caught him. And when they caught him, they took the Sefer Torah and wrapped him around with the Sefer Torah, and then they took woolen sponges soaked with water and put them on the heart, and they ignited the fire and they burned him alive, and they put the sponge wool on his heart in order he shouldn't die fast, he should be tortured. And then the Talmidim, it's a whole story that the Talmidim told him, the daughter told him, Rab Abba, at the end of the kach, father, how could I see in such a pain? Why you deserve this? Why does Hashem do it to you? You are so bad as Hashem. So he answered, if they would have burned me only, I would have made a question why I deserve it. But actually, now that they're burning me together with the Sefer Torah definitely doesn't deserve it. Mishi Yitel Boyne Shel Sefer Torah, the one who will demand the shame of the Sefer Torah, Yitel Boyne will also demand my shame too. In other words, it's a very big answer for behind the Holocaust, very big righteous people have been killing. It's like if a person asks the question, says, well, why do wicked people died under the condition of Holocaust? I understand. But why the wicked people? You don't understand it either. So the same thing, you don't understand why the Brit Tzadikim were killed, and Hashem will eat well and boil so Kodesh Baruch will also eat well and over the people. And after this conversation, the Talmidim told the Rebbe, says, what do you see now? He says, I see the Sefer Torah is burning, but all the letters is flying away. I mean, the letters, they can't be burned up. It means that only my body is burning, but my Hashem is not burning. Eventually, you get it back. And then it says, open up your mouth and let the fire come in, and you're going to die faster. It says, Yoba, should come the Bala Mash, the one who gave me life, he'd let you take it away, and I wouldn't give him back faster than he gave it to me. I wouldn't give up my life faster than he gave it to me. He wanted to be dying under this condition. Every moment of a situation when he shows the great unbearable pain and living under this very intervention, I'm giving up my life for you. Every moment is the most virtuous thing. Says, I should kill myself, I should open up my mouth, and I should die a minute faster on this condition. This is the most beautiful, valuable condition. This is what Rebbe Akiva said, and this type of people are very few. Therefore, only very few people have been given this kind of a test. Like Avraham Avinu, like Sodom Gemalchus, and also in our times, we always said here and there, individuals in every generation have been given this opportunity. Now, why every one of us had not been given this condition? Because we had not worked ourselves up to that level that we were able to handle it. So therefore, Hashem does not test us. So therefore, testing Ahavas Hashem with Chol Nafshecho, with all your life, is not everyone fortunate to give. Not everyone is worthy to give. However, however, the other two, which to show devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through money, to take away all your money and accept it, or your body in dedication and time, this almost everyone is capable. Therefore, we are today tested to show Havas Hashem through that you could do today. B'chol Nafshecho, not everyone is like her.
Any questions?
But I always say there's almost a little mini Chol Nafshecho. You don't have to take the whole life. the whole life to take without everyone in Zeicher, but a minimal life, a little bit of a life. Like the one says that not to embarrass somebody. Like you killed him. There's such a thing as partial killing. There's such a thing as partial nefesh. And these things we do go through. Hashem does many times give us partial tests, partial little tests. You see, how strong will you be under these circumstances? Will you be able to hold on? Will you show you the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will you let yourself being embarrassed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when a person lets himself being embarrassed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered like he gave up a partial of his nefesh. To take the whole life, you're not being tested, but partial life, it was a malikot lekula, malikot lepalga. If you kill somebody partially, it's just like you killed him completely. Good day.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.